police in Australia are offering a $250,000 reward for information about an Irishman who went missing in the Northern Territory more than 3 years ago. Patrick Paddy Moriarty was last seen in the town of Larimer, and police believe he's been murdered. The case has been the subject of a hugely popular podcast in Australia, Lost in Larimer, and generated global headlines. At the beginning of the story, co-host of the podcast, Kylie Stevenson, meets a man called Cookie.
There's not much going on around here.
Cookie lives in this speck of a town called Larimer, in outback Australia. Only 12 people live here, and most of them are in their 70s. But it's not quite true that there's nothing going on here. We've only been in Cookie's house 2 minutes. We're literally still setting up the recorder, when...
There's not much going on around here. Have you got... Paddy went missing.
And Kylie joins us now. Good morning, Kylie. Thanks for taking our call today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Set the scene for us first. Tell us a little bit more about Larimer.
Larimer is about 500 kilometres south of Darwin, which is the capital of the Northern Territory. It's a very small town. It's only, usually the population hovers around 10. When Paddy was living there, it was about 12. There's just a pub and a handful of people. Most of them are sort of retirees who've moved there for the peace and quiet. And there's not a lot going on there these days.
And what do you know of what happened to Paddy Moriarty?
So Paddy was last seen at the Larimer Hotel on the 16th of December 2017. He spent most of, you know, most days he would go over to the pub and have a drink and have a yarn with his friends who were around, and he did that on the 16th of December, and then he jumped on his quad bike with his dog Kelly, drove over the road to his house, and he was never seen again.
You met him, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was in Larimer about a year before he went missing. I spent 2 weeks there on a riding retreat, and I'd sort of venture out of my room most afternoons and have a drink in the bar, and Paddy was always there. So, yeah, I'd often have a bit of a chat with him.
Now, he was from here originally. Tell us a little bit more about what you learnt about him and how he ended up in Australia and in that particular part of Australia.
Yeah, so what we know is that he was born in Abbeyfeel in Ireland, and he came over to Australia in 1967 when he was about 19 years old. From an interview we've actually only been recently given by a friend of his, had recorded him a few years ago talking about his past, we learned that he came straight to Darwin on a boat. Was picked up by the people that he was working for on a cattle station in the Northern Territory. That job was arranged before he left Ireland. And he spent about, I think, more than a decade, probably, closer to 2 or 3 decades working down on that particular cattle station. And then, you know, the rest of his life was spent working around the Northern Territory doing various things.
Why do police believe he was murdered, Kylie?
I think the big indicator was that his dog was also missing. So there was an extensive search for Paddy when his disappearance was reported to police. There was no sign of him. He was definitely a creature of habit. He did the same kind of things every day, you know, walked his dog in a particular area of the town, went to the pub. So all of those areas were searched where he could possibly have walked, and you know, obviously, initially they sort of suspected it could be a medical episode or something like that, because he was 70 actually when he went missing. But after they searched the area extensively and couldn't find any indication of him, they realised that something else must have been going on. And once they started investigating, they did find out that the town of Larimer has a lot of rifts in it. There's a lot of people who don't like one another, and you know, Paddy was caught up in some of those problems there.
Why do you think his story and his disappearance have attracted such attention?
I think it's just one of those outback mysteries where people like to have an opinion on what they think happened. And I think also all of the possibilities are just absurd. You know, they're talking you know, when police were looking, they were talking about sinkholes. It's an area where there are sinkholes and caves, whether he could have fallen into one or whether his body has been hidden in one. There are death adders in that area. There are occasionally crocodiles. That's not entirely true. There's a pet crocodile at the pub, but there are occasionally, in flood times, there are crocodiles around as well. So I guess because there are so many unusual possibilities, it's really kind of gripped a lot of people around the world.
Kylie Stevenson, thank you very much for speaking to us from Darwin this morning. Kylie's podcast is Lost in Larimer, on the disappearance of Irishman Paddy Moriarty in the Northern Territory just over 3 years ago. It's 10 to 9.